Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me for another wonderful conversation. You know, this show really is dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed and wisest decisions regarding your health and well-being. And it's an opportunity to really expand our knowledge and increase our wisdom so we really can navigate these times with the strategies that really will help us stay healthy, stay vital. We can share with our family and friends. And for me, that's really what this program is all about. That's what I learned from it. I love the opportunity to have these in-depth conversations with amazing guests who have so much experience and knowledge that they are freely sharing with us. So I hope you'll be joining me every week. If you'd like to get the archive shows, just go over to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, and like me there because I post them every week. Or you can go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, and I will just send the archives right to your inbox. The other thing I want to bring to your awareness is that I actually have a second show on Progressive Radio Network every Saturday at 11 a.m., and that show is called The Love Code. So that's where I do more of my spiritual interviews and conversations with teachers and wisdom keepers and people who have profound transformational and inspirational stories. So if you opt into What Women Must Know and like me over there or go to my website, Dr. Cheryl Selman, you'll get all these really fascinating and informative and educational podcast. So hope you'll be joining me and continue the learning healing journey. So speaking of learning healing journeys, we're going to be talking about the health benefits of chlorella with my guest, Colin McGregor. Before I have Colin on the show, let me just share a little bit about Colin. He has over 27 years experience managing and directing projects and operations in a variety of industries. His background is engineering and project management, working over 15 years in a number of roles at Qantas Airways Limited, including aviation biofuel. He has also held the roles of director in the Australian Department of Defense, plus chief operating officer for a high technology manufacturing firm. Colin is a certified master project director and directed the winning project for the Australian Institute of Project Management Achievement Award at both the state and national levels. He founded Biogenesis, and he is a true believer in health benefits of algae as a natural health supplement, and that algae will play a much larger role in the food and the protein source future of the planet. And Colin is one of Australia's most experienced commercial algae growers and has commercialized algae growth systems for a number of Australian companies. Wow, so we have an amazing conversation in store for you with my guest today, Colin McGregor. So first of all, Colin, welcome to What Women Must Know. It's great having you from Bowen, Queensland. I think you're in Bowen, Queensland, aren't you?
Yes, certainly am. No, thank you very much, Dr. Cheryl. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it's great having you. This is such an interesting conversation. Before we go into the algae and chlorella side of things, you have had such a diverse background. Obviously, you're a leader in industry, and, you know, here you are in the algae world. So tell us about that transformation that happened for you from doing, you know, working with Qantas Airlines and director in the Australian Department of Defense. Obviously, you weren't in the Army. They just have you, they hired you.
In
the Army. I don't know. But
I was a civilian,
You probably never realized you'd be winding up working with chlorella ponds in Bowen, Queensland, Australia.
No, it's amazing how things work out. So how my story progressed is I was working with Qantas. I was a very senior engineer and running a lot of projects for Qantas. And back in 2008, when the price of fuel really skyrocketed during the global financial crisis, Qantas most airlines really suffered with the price of jet fuel. So we started looking at algae, or looking for different alternative sources of fuel for airplanes and any of the sort of larger industries. And because algae, I'll talk about a bit more, algae is the fastest growing plant matter on the planet. You may have noticed, if you don't put chlorine in your swimming pool, you turn around and there's algae everywhere. And it grows so quickly because it's cellular. So one cell becomes two becomes four, eight. So it grows exponentially. And the algae, especially the algae we grow, is very high in lipids, in natural oils. And it's those oils that planes and ships can use as fuel. So we were actually looking to use algae for jet fuel. In fact, I actually left Qantas to go work for a algae jet fuel company. But the whole time we were doing that, we were thinking, this is crazy to even be considering using something so densely nutritious for fuel. You know, we're just burning stuff that is so valuable to humans, so valuable to plants, so valuable to animals. So eventually, when the price of fuel dropped out and algae jet fuel was really no longer viable, that's when I started building Genesis, or building Biogenesis, because as you'll see as I talk more, you'll see that it is such an amazing natural supplement. And so it's going to be so important for us, not only now, but as the world progresses and population increases and land gets more scarce, and we definitely need more or greater sources of plant-based protein, I'm sure algae, especially the algae we grow, Chlorella, is going to be a serious part of the solution to feed and keep the planet and the people healthy. So that's where I am now. So back in 2017, we kicked off Biogenesis in Bowen, and we selected Bowen. Bowen's up in the Great Barrier Reef region of Australia. And I don't know if any of our listeners have been there, but it's got really clean air. We use naturally really clean spring water, golden warm sunshine. You know, it's a pretty standard temperature all year round. So it's really the most perfect natural place to be growing algae. So that's why we've positioned up here in Bowen, because it's just the perfect place to grow algae. And also, when algae grow, and part of the properties, especially around Chlorella, is they absorb things from their atmosphere. So if there's pollution in your atmosphere, then it will end up in your algae or in your Chlorella or spirulina or your substitute. So it's really, really vitally important that when you're growing these kind of products or algae, that you do it in a very, very clean environment. And that's why for us, the Great Barrier Reef region of Australia is really, really the best place on the planet for us to be positioned. So we're very lucky to be in Australia and to be positioned where we are.
That's so interesting. So you had to develop this whole system of ponds, and maybe you can share a little bit about how Chlorella and some of the algae that you work with actually grows. What is that process?
Yeah. So if you look around the world, you know, you can, if you're ever interested, you can probably Zoom or Google in on some of the places where they grow algae and other places, and they tend to use these things called raceway ponds. So they're like a horse track, and they use mechanical systems like big paddle wheels to push the water around the racetrack, and they try and get it going like a whirlpool. So it's very energy intensive, and it's not really the natural way algae grow. You know, algae generally grow in rivers or in oceans. So the technology we've developed is we've developed a system that just uses natural water pressure that basically flows like a river. To explain that, if you can imagine water coming down from the mountains and then going across a big plain and then out to the ocean, it's the water that coming down from the mountains that's helping push all that water across the plain out into the ocean. So the water is naturally actually just moving due to natural water pressure. So we've designed our pond system to simulate a natural river, just using natural water pressure as the force to move the algae through the river or through the pond. So for us, it enabled us to make really natural algae as nature intended. So it's really the highest quality algae you can get. But from an engineering and an environmental point of view, it uses next to no energy. So in fact, our whole farm is powered by solar. So it's just a really, really ultimate solution for growing algae naturally the way it should be. But also, which I might talk a bit later, because we can grow it at the highest quality and in such volumes, it lets us use algae for lots of other uses that other algae companies can't do. So we can now use our algae as a for for fertilizers and a whole kind of other products that aren't economical for other companies to do due to that really natural way of producing the algae. So at our plant up in Bowen, we've got about 1.5 hectares of big algae ponds that all look like little natural rivers. It's like, we call it a maze system. So the river just flows around back to the start and then goes to the back of the maze and then starts on its journey around the river again. So it's pretty amazing what we've done.
Well, it sounds amazing, and to create a system that is so economical energy-wise, a solar system, but also creating it so the algae is the highest quality. And of course, algae needs lots of sunlight, which you have up there towards the far north Queensland area. So created a perfect spot. The Japanese are really known for chlorella. You know, I remember years and years ago seeing these little packets of sun chlorella. Were they the first to develop the use of chlorella for health?
It's quite amazing. In Japan, over 10 million people take chlorella every day. In fact, the Japanese see chlorella as their secret to long life. You often wonder why Japanese or Asian cultures tend to have a longer, healthier life. The Japanese put it down to taking chlorella. So, a lot, 10 million people take it every day. So sun chlorella was really one of the pioneers. They're probably the most common producer of chlorella. They used to be in Japan, but since Fukushima, I think they've moved their production over to Taiwan. Because, as I said, you can't be growing algae anywhere where there's nasties in the water or nasties in the environment. So yes, sun chlorella is certainly the pioneer, and they're certainly the premium brand in this space. I'm pretty sure they manufacture in Taiwan now.
You know, just on that point, I can't imagine, unless there's a secret place in Taiwan that has clean air and water, that would actually be a preferred place to go.
No, it's kind of funny for me. Like, we wouldn't buy foodstuffs from that part of the world. You know, we wouldn't buy vegetables or fruit or those kinds of things. But a lot of people are buying health foods from that part of the world, which is really, really quite crazy, because especially in things like algae, which do absorb the nasties in the environment. I can imagine it's not ideal, but also if you look at how they grow it, if you Google in on some of the other organizations' facilities, they're growing it in the big concrete. They look like sewage type tanks. So I think we're better to be buying it and growing it in Australia. Is basically all I can say for that.
Yeah, so it sounds like if you can really provide the environment that is the cleanest and purest and can therefore create the highest quality, chlorella is really the way to go, which obviously Australia is so well positioned to do that right now. So
that's right.
It's so interesting that you said 10 million Japanese, or probably even more, are taking chlorella on a regular basis. So that leads us into talking about the health benefits of chlorella. What is it about chlorella that makes it such a popular health food in Japan? And, of course, people are learning about it all over the world as an option to get really good quality nutrition.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I'll talk a bit about nutrition, but I think when I look at chlorella and look at other things, I would think if you were only going to take one thing a day, chlorella to me would be the one to take. And as I start running through some of the nutritional benefits of chlorella, you might start to understand. So the biggest thing in the nutritional item that chlorella is most recognized for is chlorophyll. So it's one of the highest natural sources of chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is really good for cleansing the body, so detoxing the body of any chemicals, any heavy metals, anything that's gone into our system through whether it be pollution or food additives or vaccinations, anything that's nasty in our body, chlorophyll is the key to cleaning our body out. So big tick for chlorella. It's one of the the highest sources of chlorella, and you'll also, if you do see, you'll see how green it is. That's due to the incredible amounts of chlorophyll in the chlorella, which is really good. So big tick on chlorophyll. The next thing, it's very high in iron. In fact, and it's very important for all people, but especially for women, to have something naturally high in iron. So one serve of chlorella, so if you're having a daily serve of chlorella, it's the same iron as a 250-gram steak. So, you know, especially for vegetarians or vegans, just that iron content and naturally digestible iron is really, really important. So chlorophyll is a big tick, iron's a big tick. It's also very high. Remember I was talking about we were using algae for jet fuel because of its very high oil and lipid content? So it's very high in omega-3, 6, and 9. In fact, one serve of chlorella is the same omega-3 as a serve of fish oil. So, you know, so we know omega-3 is great for, you know, great for your heart, great for your brain, you know, great for cardiovascular. In fact, I was working with a group who were doing studies on jails, on prisoners, and they found that omega-3 really helped relieve tension in their brain, so they weren't as aggressive if they were taking omega-3. So so a very big tick for chlorella on omega-3. It's also very high in magnesium, which is, you know, very good for muscles, you know, cramping. You know, we all know magnesium is very, very important for, you know, our muscle and joint health. Chlorella's also got this magical thing called CGF, chlorella growth factor, which lives in the nucleus of the chlorella. And chlorella growth factor is scientific studies show it's very good for muscle growth and repair. So if you're doing any, you know, physical exercise or anything that's putting stress on your muscles, then chlorella growth factor or the CGF in the chlorella is a, you know, it's a magical item, and it really only exists in chlorella. So that lives, you know, that lives there. It's very high in, you know, antioxidants. It's got prebiotic and probiotic properties. It's very high in carotenoids, which are good for your eyes. I find, you know, personally, when I take it every day, it seems to give you a lift in natural energy and alertness. I especially notice that in my children, when they take it, they seem to be able to, you know, they're a lot sharper. You know, I notice the energy levels are dramatic, you know, so if I don't have my chlorella, I don't have chlorella before bed because I find I'm too wide awake in bed. So it's, mm-hmm. So I think for all these things, if you're ever only going to take one supplement, then chlorella really seems to me to be the one to take, just because it's got so much natural goodness. And obviously the Japanese have worked that out already, that's the one to take.
I think, you know, you mentioned all these benefits of the chlorophyll as a substance that can detoxify the body, which is really important, right? Being able to pull all of the toxins, heavy metals out. Does it actually pull all the heavy metals out? Has it been tested to show it pulls out things, you know, like mercury and such?
Definitely mercury. I couldn't say every heavy metal, but it that's really what we find. So and really that's what it's famous for. So I can't put my hand on my heart and say it's every heavy metal, but to sort of give the evidence that it works, when we were working on our formulations, when you grow algae, you use a nutrient package. It's really like it's a nice word for a fertilizer package to help the algae grow in the pond system. When we were doing it, we'd get the batch analyzed and we'd see what's happened in the algae. And occasionally, a metal would pop up or a mineral would pop up in the algae, and you'd go, where did that come from? And then you'd work it right back to the nutrients or the fertilizer package that went into the pond in the first place. So it seems that the algae is just amazing at just absorbing and consuming any minerals or any waste substance in the body or in the water and pulling it into the algae. So while I can't say it pulls everything out, we can see clear evidence that it actually does, you know, pick up metals and nasties from water waves and from the body. So yes, we can see that it works.
It's such an amazing little organism, isn't it? The algae.
Yeah.
Who would have thought the humble algae is such
a
great player?
It's really the first thing that actually, the first plant life on the planet as well. We all sort of evolved from, you know, plants all evolved from this single cellular little plant life form, and now we're finding that, you know, through the turning of time, that we're basically all coming back to where we began. So yeah, it's exciting and really amazing how we're really just coming back to where it all began. And that's why we've called the company Genesis, because it really is just the dawn of creation is the product we're dealing with. So yeah, no, I find it amazing and inspiring that we're, you know, how we've come full circle with our growth and our food. It's incredible.
So who do you find best benefits? And I'm sure there's a long list of people or conditions that find chlorella is really an essential part of their, you know, their diet, their healing protocol. What has been your experience with the people who've been using it?
So if you Google a bit of you know, chlorella, a lot of them say that cures for cancer, which probably isn't the case. But because, you know, say if you are doing chemotherapy or some kind of therapy where you're bombarding your body with nasties, then something like chlorella is really, really good to get those things out. But we're really seeing it now as just a daily supplement. You know, a lot of people, spirulina is probably the most well-known sort of algae in this space, but spirulina really only has protein and a few other sort of micronutrients where, you know, when I talk with our scientists and our microbiologists up on the farm, they can't imagine why anyone would take spirulina when chlorella has just got so much else going for it with all its omega-3 and magnesium and iron and all that kind of stuff. So so really my target market is to try and slowly bring spirulina users over to chlorella as just a daily natural supplement. If you're, you know, you can replace your full vitamin range with chlorella in a natural, in a natural solution rather than a chemical solution. So while there is sort of targeted people on chemo or things like that are really in need of something to help their bodies, it really should just be part of everybody's daily routine. You know, cleanse their body, provide nutrition for their body, and live a happy life.
You know, as you're talking about this, it just makes so much sense to have a natural food, natural plant. I guess chlorella is considered a plant, right? So this natural plant that has the ability through its chlorophyll content to detoxify and chelate heavy metals and other toxins out of the body.
Yeah.
But because it's this you know, natural substance as opposed to synthesized in a lab, even vitamins are synthesized in a lab, but to have something that is from the land and created by the sun in pure water and clean air and has this high nutritional value, like you were saying, the high iron content, which, by the way, it's really hard to absorb iron. And as you mentioned, for vegans and vegetarians, especially essential that they get a source of it, because that's a major deficiency for vegans and vegetarians. And even those that need iron, it's often hard to really absorb it. So you're challenged to get levels that you need to support your blood and other healthy systems of the body. And then, of course, everyone faces a deficiency of magnesium. That's one of the major deficiencies, certainly in the United States. Magnesium deficiency amongst the population is huge, right? Huge. Probably also in Australia.
That's right, yeah.
So and go ahead.
Oh, no, and I was just going to say, and ours is also high in natural vitamin B12, which again helps the body digest all these other elements. So, again, especially for vegetarians, it's very important to have naturally high levels of B12. So that's probably one I forgot to mention. But yes, our chlorella is, again, naturally high in vitamin B12, which helps us absorb all these magic nutrition, which is good.
Yeah. Well, B12 is a pretty important one. You can't really create energy or get your brain working if you don't have B12.
Yeah, that's right.
As well, for various reasons, right? And then this chlorella growth factor, that's really interesting, Colin. So this is the one that helps to, you're saying, build bone mass? Can increase your muscle mass?
Yeah, it's more for muscle growth and repair. That's what the so you know we generally tend to focus on that. I don't know if you're doing exercise or you're working out a lot or you're having you know you're hurting your muscles or damaging your muscles, then CGF is really really important. So and because it only exists in Corella, we're really quite lucky to have that in there as well. So you know, it's really, as I said, famous for muscle growth and repair of the body.
Which is fantastic. Again, you know, if we don't have really strong muscle mass, it's really an indication that you lose energy. Your muscle has high density of mitochondria that generates energy. It's one of the first signs of aging when you start losing your muscle mass, called sarcopenia. I'm really into my building.
Yeah, no, you got it. Yeah.
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's right. Yeah, no, so we're really lucky to have the Gorilla Growth Factor in our product.
Well, yeah, I didn't know of that factor, Gorilla Growth Factor. Yeah. That's actually a new thing I've learned today.
New one, yeah. Well, Google it when we're finished.
Yeah, because you actually supply a lot of these products to athletes, right? It's a clean burning fuel, right? It's able to generate, as you were saying, you don't take it before bedtime because it generates too much energy. So it can produce energy, of course, not just for athletes, but I'm sure they're interested in it, but produces energy, provides the things like magnesium, which gets depleted when you are exercising and builds muscle mass. It just sounds like a perfect food for anyone who is athletic and wants to maintain their performance level.
No, exactly right. In fact, if you look at our website, we have our standard Corella. We've also targeted a higher protein type Corella for athletes specifically, because it's got all the good bits, the CGF and all the exciting things we're talking about, but it's higher in protein, but also it's digestible protein, where if you look at some of the protein sources that people take, you know, the soys and the whey, the body and stomach really has trouble digesting those products. And you probably notice, you know, flatulence and all kinds of things occurs when you take those types of products, where the algae is in the high 80s or 87% digestible, so it's very, very highly digestible and absorbed by the body. So as far as a protein source for athletes, it's really amazing, especially having all these other essential things with the magnesium and CGF for their muscle recovery and repair and you know, branched chain amino acids. It's just naturally got everything that athletes need to perform. So you know, exactly right, and we actually have a line of products called Super some hyper protein, which is our Corella high protein Corella for athletes. So no, you nailed it. We're under that one.
You know, I've had guests on my show that talked a lot about the role of protein, and I don't think most people fully understand and appreciate how important protein is, because everything in the body is created from protein, from your DNA to your enzymes to, you know, muscles. I mean, everything. And the problem is that either we're not getting enough, we're not being able to break it down, absorb the amino acid components so we can repair and regenerate. So, you know, and then we're inefficient in our digestive processes. So if we have impaired digestion, then we're not able to utilize the protein we're taking. And more we move on in years, the more important it is to have protein to rebuild, because our systems are slower at doing that. So for all those reasons, I'm really interested in, I've become interested in ways to increase my protein, but do it in a way that is not going to create stress or strain or, you know, an overload on the system. And that's why this really, you know, is attractive to me, Colin, because it's high quality protein, but easily absorbed and assimilated, which I think is pretty phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I every day, especially, you know, when some of our friends take soy protein and they smell and you can see having tummy troubles, because humans really weren't made to be eating soy like that or whey. You know, our stomach's just not not made for that, especially some of them are taking quite high volumes of this stuff. It's where this algae is, as I said, we all evolved, basically all plant matter evolved from this algae, it's really just a natural way to consume protein. So no, I couldn't agree more. But also from a planet perspective, because, as I said, algae grows so quickly, in 1 hectare of an algae pond, we can grow the same protein outcome as over 100 hectares of soy. So as the planet gets more densely populated, something like algae really has to be the source of plant protein for the planet rather than these sort of more unnatural, heavily, for example, when they grow soy, there's lots of poisons, lots of sprays, lots of Roundup and weed things, all these nasty things that they spray over the soy, where our algae is grown totally free of any pesticides, any chemicals, any herbicides. It's totally, totally natural. So you compare it to soy or any of these other alternative proteins that are really a disaster for the planet, we really have to start transferring the world away from those onto these more natural, environmentally friendly sources of high quality protein. So both from a nutritional point of view, it's a massive big tick, but also for a planet point of view, algae really has to be the future for us for our source of plant-based protein. So yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Protein is a source of life for humans. You know, our brains don't function without protein. Our bodies don't function without protein. It's critical to life on the planet. So we're really just lucky we've now worked out ways to produce such high quality algae in Australia.
So it's like eating light, isn't it? Algae is like the closest thing to light, taking light, the light frequencies into our body. I don't know. You have any thoughts about that? That's what comes to mind when we talk about this. It's such an amazing plant that absorbs the light. It's green. It's got that chlorophyll, but it also is simple. It's a one-cell organism. It's easily broken down and absorbed.
Yeah, no, and that's what we found. You know, when we were growing algae for jet fuel, we were trying to do it inside, indoors, to sort of make an industrial machine for growing algae. And the sort of learning from that is light is the key. You know, light and nutrients and water and temperature, but light is the main ingredient. So that's why in Queensland we've just got abundant, beautifully clear natural light, and really the algae just absorbs that light, and that's where the green comes from. Yeah, the whole energy of the plant comes from the sunlight. So you're right. It's just bursting with natural energy. So no, you're dead right. Light is the key to algae growth and production,
which would then make it such a high energy food for humans, raising our frequencies. This is how I like to think of this, Colin. But it's raising our frequencies towards greater health. You know, when we're sick or we have impaired digestion or we can't get or utilize the proteins or the essential fatty acids, then our body can't function. So we operate at a lower frequency and it makes us vulnerable to all sorts of illnesses, right? It's just the body's in chaos on top level. And the more we can have clean food that has this high frequency of light and the dense nutrition, the more the body can cleanse, it can regenerate, repair, and rejuvenate.
That's right. Yeah, it just keeps our defenses up, doesn't it? It makes us healthy, you know, from the inside out. And makes us alert and active and just healthy in our mind and our body. So it's pretty amazing stuff. You know, it's very, very good.
Yeah, it's really, it's so profound, really getting that communication, education across to people that, of all the reasons why this actually is such a gift for humanity to optimize their health. And we've been eating crappy food for so long, and it's taken its toll, right, on people around the world. And it's time to go back to eating the cleanest and most easily absorbable form of nutrition. And you put it, you have some great recipes on your website, and you've made some interesting products up. Can you talk about that one that you have that has the marine collagen? Because that really interests me.
Yeah. So we're really innovative in the Corella space. So if you look at our website, you'll see we have our natural Corella, which is just the base green. But some people may not be that comfortable with the natural flavors of algae. You know, it's got really got that earthy flavor. So we've got a lot of different really nice flavors. So if you don't like the natural flavor, then we've got strawberries and tropical and mixed berries and things like that. But we've also, because algae cleanses the body internally, we've also found that it actually also cleanses the body externally. So we've made a product called Beauty Superfood, which is an algae that you make into a face mask. It's enriched with vitamin E, vitamin D, and marine collagen. And when you make it in a mask on your face, it really amazingly cleanses the face of any of the effects of pollution or any heavy metals or anything from our day-to-day grime gets absorbed into the algae. And then with the marine collagen and the vitamin E, it really cleanses and rejuvenates the skin. So if you're looking for a natural sort of daily, or my children do it every couple of days, like face and skin regeneration product, then I strongly suggest you try our product called Beauty Superfood, because it uses the natural cleansing power of algae, but then we boost it up with marine collagen just to help you know, invigorate your face and your skin. So you know, we're very, very active in all our different products. We've just recently launched a pet algae pet supplement, because again, pets are even more susceptible to nasties entering their body through, you know, all the crazy stuff you see them eating, but through their injections and their vaccinations and their worm medicines and all those kinds of things. So we've developed a pet food for the dogs. It's called Super Thrive, and it's in a granular form, so it also helps clean their teeth and clean their breath and things like that. So yeah, we've got a wide range of things, and we've got gummies coming out to make it, you know, more in tune for kids to take every day. So no, we're extremely active and extremely innovative, not only in how we grow the algae, but how we present it and provide products to our customers. So I encourage you to have a jump on our website and have a bit of a look around.
So just, I want to go back to the pet thing, because I think our pets really are so vulnerable. I was just out riding along my path here, and there's the council workers spraying the side of the path with Roundup. I know it's Roundup that they're using. So you think about our pets, you know, sniffing and going on the grass and with their paws or whatever, and, you know, they're so vulnerable to picking up all of these toxic pesticides. So that's why they're getting sick, right? There's just so many sick animals. I mean, if I were to do it over again, I'd probably want to become a vet, because, you know, you can become a millionaire as a vet. Everyone's taking their animals because they're all getting sick, and especially the, you know, dogs. So this just sounds like it could be such a valuable, not just source of nutrition for dogs. I don't know whether you can give it to cats, and can you give it to chickens?
Yes.
Can you give it to other animals as well?
No, give it to cats, dogs. I'll tell you about when we give it to chickens. But especially when you look at a lot of the food we feed our dogs, it is really just the base nutrition. You know, it's very fatty. You know, I know we try and do the best for our dogs, but you know, even the kibbles and that are really just the base nutrition. Where a couple of things when we found giving them krill, we're boosting their total. We're giving them all the nutrients we've talked about for humans. We're giving that to dogs, but also a lot of the sort of supplements for dogs, or cats, you give it to them and you don't really know whether it works or not. You think you're doing the right thing, but when you give the krill to the dogs, their coat goes shiny because of all the omega oils in the algae. Their nose goes black. You'll see a noticeable uplift in energy levels. You know, it's good for their joints, it's good for their breath, because it helps, you know, the chlorophyll helps cleanse their breath, and with the granules it helps clean their teeth. So it's a really amazing product, because you actually really notice that it works, and it just looks beautiful. You're putting this beautiful green granules, you just sprinkle it over their existing dog food. So, you know, my dogs go straight up and lick the krill off first and then start eating whatever it is. So it's a really, really cool, you know, new product. I don't know.
They know. I've got any more. They know what's good for them, right?
That's right. And all animals do. Yeah. We found that up. You know, we're actually feeding it to cows now, because the cows know it's good for them. We're having amazing results with livestock in terms of it reduces their methane emissions and greatly improves the quality of the meat and the reproductive performance of the cows. So we know, you know, we're getting incredible evidence that it's not only good for humans, but it's amazingly good for animals as well. You know, our sheep are all... When healthy sheep have lots of twins, we're having twin sheep pop out all over the place. It's quite incredible. So you're dead right. Animals know what's good for them, and obviously the krill in livestock is incredible. You know, the results we're achieving are quite amazing. So So yeah, that's right. It's backed up with science, but backed up with just graphic evidence that this stuff really, you know, we're feeling a lot more energy. Our dogs are looking and a lot more healthy. So our livestock are looking a lot more healthy and having amazing results. So yeah, we know it works, and nature knows what's good for itself.
Well, that's great. And you're doing some other innovative things with your chlorella. So we still, you know, we have some time on this interview. What else are you doing? You've got lots of ideas.
Oh yeah, no, you know, we can do lots of things, but they're probably the real sort of planet changing stuff we're doing now, as well as moving over to feeding it to livestock, because if any of our listeners are interested in climate change, cow methane or ruminant methane emissions are a big driver of climate change, because methane is, you know, 50, you know, some people say 80 times more damaging than the CO2 direct. So when we feed the cows algae, it reduces, because it massively improves their digestive performance, it reduces their methane emissions by approximately 88%. So it's a real game changer, or planet changer, in terms of climate change, in terms of helping reduce cow methane emissions. That's one thing. And the other thing, we've also started using it as a natural biofertilizer for a number of reasons. Yeah, a lot of the plants we grow are using chemical fertilizers, which in Australia is in America, or I know in New Zealand, those chemical fertilizers just wash away into the waterways and kill the fish and pollute waterways, whereas because the algae just naturally improves the natural soil health and bonds with the soil, it doesn't wash away in the waterways and cause lots of problems. And they're actually getting improved yield and much better fruit and vegetable quality using algae as a fertilizer. So, yeah, there's a big volume of things we can do with algae, but they're probably the big ones, especially the fertilizer. Again, in climate change, approximately 60% of the soil's carbon is up in the atmosphere due to our really bad farming practices and the poisons and pollutions and things we do to our soil. We're using the algae fertilizer. It helps build the soil health and lets the soil, again, sequester lots of carbon back into the soil, sort of where it naturally came from. So we see the algae as a real big player in helping solve climate change in terms of getting that carbon that now we've got up in the atmosphere back in the soil from where it came. So we're doing lots of interesting and exciting stuff with some of these other uses of chlorella, really to help save the planet. So while we're helping build our human nutrition and all our great human pet supplements, we're also trying to do our part for the planet in terms of all the other things that we can do with algae and with our technology for growing algae so efficiently. So yeah, we've got a big portfolio of work on, but nothing more exciting than providing nutrition for humans.
So is the chlorella fertilizer cost effective for farmers and for local, you know, people?
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. Even for stock feed, it actually reduces the cost. The farmers are seeing about a 40% reduction in fertilizer costs, especially at the moment.
Wow.
with things going on in Ukraine, that the cost of fertilizers are going through the roof. The algae, because it's got all the nutrients in it that it gets from, you know, we're putting the nutrients back into the soil. So, but also because it doesn't wash away year on year or crop on crop, they put on less and less and less and less each time, because they're rapidly building the natural soil health back up. So so it really is a strong proposition for farmers to use it. So, but the big exciting thing for me is that the produce, the quality of the fruit and the food that comes out is through the roof. You know, I don't know whether you've eaten a tomato, American tomato. In Australia, most of them really taste like cardboard because they're not full of nutrition. They're just picking up the chemical fertilizers, where the tomatoes and watermelons are growing using organic natural algae as a fertilizer are just so rich and red and yummy. You know, it's incredible. So I see, you know, a big future for the planet if we can slowly get everyone off these chemical fertilizers onto natural organic algae-based fertilizers, and it'll be a big win for everybody. So maybe a bit of ahead of our time on those kind of things, but at least we're slowly paving the way for the world to wake up to the amazing gift that we've been given with algae.
I'm wondering, there's such a resurgence in regenerative agriculture. So that's a big trend right now, going back to all these more natural ways. So there must be interest in that movement with your fertilizer.
Yeah. No, I agree. We're really at the stage where we've sort of been the quiet achiever, you know, doing all this stuff in the background. We're just now, we're really starting to tell the world about what we're doing. So guys, here it is, you know, we're a business, so we want to make money, but that's in this kind of space, that's not the key. The key is getting out and saving the planet and you know, doing good for the world. So yes, the more people that can hear our story and talk to us about what we're doing in this space, the better now, because we've done the research. We've really just been using all the local farmers for our test bed. So we've got lots of local farmers in Bowen that are singing our praises and just really can't believe them, what we're giving them. You know, it's incredible. So yeah, now it's time to take it to the world.
Well, it's very exciting because we know that we can't really survive and thrive if we're going to be working with commercial fertilizers, for one thing. I mean, they just deplete the soil and create so many problems. So the fact that you have such a fantastic solution that actually is cost-effective for farmers is really exciting, and it's part of this whole transformation that's happening in regards to our food and our health, that we are looking for natural solutions that can accomplish all the things that we thought, you know, medicines and we thought fertilizers were doing. In actual fact, it was a short-term game, and it's come with a lot of cost to our well-being.
So
what you're doing really is, you know, I get your excitement, Colin, because you've gotten me excited about it.
There's lots going on, yeah. No, it is good.
And the other thing is, because that algae grows so quickly, how much do you harvest every day?
Well, it really is the most amazing thing. You know how I said it doubles every day? So if we take out a ton of algae today, there'll be a ton of algae back tomorrow. It's like the magic honeypot, I suppose. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. So, and we just harvest now to the demand. So, you know, if we've got a lot on, we can harvest, you know, a ton a day if we want to, or 2 tons a day. But then it basically replaces itself, and then we just hold it and manage it to meet demand. So, and people don't understand that. You know, we do on 1 hectare what soy and that would do on 100 hectares, which is incredible. You know, not only for this, but I haven't talked about what we're doing with space, because algae, you know, when they talk about superfoods are things that if that's all we ate, we could live quite happily. And algae is probably one of the few superfoods. If that's all we ate, we could live quite happily. So we're working with some of the universities as this being a solution to long-term space exploration, because you can grow it in zero gravity. You know, it really is one of the few things that we can grow in space. So, because it grows so quickly and can clean the air and things like that. So, you know, the future for algae is mind-boggling, but here into space.
Well, I can see why you get so excited, because you have so many possibilities, and I'm sure your engineering thinking process is always thinking of more ways that you can engineer algae into amazing products, right?
No, I think you're right.
So we want to let people know that even though your algae is grown here in Queensland, Australia, but it's actually available in the U.S. It's available through Amazon. The website to go to is biogenesisnatural.com. Is that correct, Colin? The best website?
That's
biogenesisnatural.com.
That's right. So you can buy it off our website direct or through Amazon.
Yep. Yeah. So the good thing is that people, you know, if you're in the States, you can either buy it from Amazon or buy it from you in Australia, because you ship to the U.S. for free, which is pretty amazing.
That's correct. So if you go through the website, we'll ship it the same day straight from Australia. Or if you buy it from Amazon, we have stores in the Amazon warehouse. So you'll probably get a little bit quicker if you go through Amazon. But if you buy it through our website, you'll know it's it's me and the team shipping it direct from Australia that same day. That's the only difference.
Wow, that's fantastic. So so people can certainly start trying the different varieties of your chlorella. And I think it's really important to make the distinction. There are other chlorella products out there in the market, but as you've been sharing with us, you have a unique product that's so clean, I would say, if you could call it clean,
right. Pure,
that's guaranteed, right? We don't know what all the other chlorella is doing out there, where it comes from, it's picked up. So I think that's so important to know that you have a quality product you can depend on.
That's right. And some of them try to hide it. Like there's one in Australia where they get it from Taiwan and they market it as an island in the Pacific. So really try and do the research if you are taking chlorella, you know, which is great, but just have to do a little bit of research on where you think it's coming from because, you know, as I said, you some of those places you probably wouldn't, you'd think twice about buying chlorella from those places.
Yeah, I'm so glad we had this conversation because personally you've really educated me and inspired me to be taking chlorella. It just, as you said, ticks so many of the important things that we need in one product. And just, you know, I don't want to belabor the point, but the fact that it can detoxify the body, it can provide absorbable form of these key minerals like iron and magnesium, the fact that it has those omega-3, 6, and 9s, and again, in absorbable form, and then this chlorella growth factor that helps to build your muscle mass, amongst other things, you know, and there's probably more that it actually has, like you were saying, the B12. It's such a dense source of nutrition, but one that is easily absorbed. And I'm always thinking about that for people who either are sick, have weak digestive systems, or even for children to be able to give them food that's really high quality food to support them. That's what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for food that has dense nutrition, but is easily absorbed and easily utilized by the body.
That's right.
So, anything else you want to add before we?
No, that was it. My mission in the world is to convert spirulina people over to chlorella. So, if you do take spirulina, just jump on our website and get some Biogenesis chlorella and give it a go. I'm sure you'll see an amazing difference.
Well, I'm sure you will too. And if people want to check out what's on Colin's website, go to biogenesisnatural.com. There's some really beautiful recipes, beautiful photos of recipes of all the creative ideas of what, I mean, you can chuck chlorella into just about anything, can't you?
Yeah, we make noodles, buns, everything. The noodles, algae, if you've made homemade noodles, put a couple of teaspoons of algae in it and they become the most nutritionally dense, beautiful green noodles. So there's thousands of recipes and things you can try with chlorella. It is really, really good.
I saw you have one recipe that has chlorella donuts. I'm not particularly a donut person, but it probably would be possible with chlorella donuts. And those pancakes I saw, you know. It's very interesting because it's the kind of product, a powder, that can be incorporated into just about anything, really.
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. And make it, you know, make it highly nutritious, you know, which is great, especially for the things for your kids.
Well, what's the whole point of food, really?
That's right.
It's nutritious,
that's right? Yeah.
You know? So here have one of the, you know, amazing gifts from nature. And I have to say that I'm really grateful to you, Colin, for choosing to create not only these ponds, you know, amazing, engineering feat, I'm sure, but to do it in a way that creates such a high quality chlorella, such a high quality, clean, Obviously, you love your chlorella.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a bit crazy.
I don't know if you live near your ponds, but I'm sure, you know, you stand there and just give them lots of love and appreciation for the great job they're doing. So it's just been, yeah, it's been a delight. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, I really would encourage people to check out the Biogenesis Chlorella. So many ways it can benefit you. So it's biogenesisnatural.com. Check it out. It's on Amazon. If you'd like to just get it from Amazon or Colin will send you his blessings when he sends it to you direct from Australia. So thanks again, Colin, for being on the show. This has been a great conversation about the health benefits of chlorella with my guest, Colin McGregor. You've been listening to What Women Must Know. I hope you'll be joining me every week. And if you can't make it live, then at least get those archive shows, and you can do that on my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. So until next time, as I always like to say, honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.